Welcome to Octagon Unleashed. My name is Jeremy Lee, and I cannot hear myself.
Can't hear yourself at all, eh?
Nope.
Wow.
We've got an action-packed show for you now. I'd like to introduce my co-host. His name's Robert Reese. I'm Jeremy Lee. We're going to talk about UFC. We're going to talk about Strikeforce. We're going to talk about momentum fights. We're going to talk to our special handicapper tonight because he's not sick today.
He's not sick today. He was actually sick last weekend, and I'm glad to see that he is up and ready to go. Tito, the man.
Did he have...
I don't know, something with him eating some
mud,
shrimp or
something about mud. And
we'll have to ask him and find out and see what his problem was. Yeah, but unfortunately, he was sick last weekend. So
we're also going to talk to Kenny and Pete from Momentum Fights.
Awesome event
last night. Great time. So we're going to get them on the phone, talk to them about what went down last night and what you missed if you weren't there.
Something me and you dabbled in last night for the first time, which was kind of exciting yet nerve-wracking, but especially going up into the minute that we started the fights and we started to broadcast. It was kind of crazy, man. We were having problems there.
A lot of technical problems.
I thought you were going to flip out, but we got it going, man, and it was fun. For our first time, I think we did an awesome job.
I think we did an awesome job, too, but we'll see when we get that audio. Well, without further ado, let's get over to our special handicapper.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Danger Zone with Tito Tompkins.
Let's get ready to rumble! Hello, everyone. It's your favorite MMA scout here to give a special review of last night's fight with all of the punches and kicks. Now let's find out who gets taken to the Danger Zone.
All right. First, before we go into the Danger Zone, gentlemen, let me once again thank you for having me on your show tonight so we can discuss UFC 128.
Was it awesome, Tito?
It was pretty awesome. I have to first apologize for not making it to last week's show because we had seafood pasta at the home I live in, and I must have gotten a bad scallop because I was definitely ill last Sunday.
What do you mean the home that you live in?
The special place that I live in.
What city is it, Tito?
Let's just say it's here in Orange County.
It's in Orange County, huh?
I can't let people know where I live because I'm starting to get a special following.
Well, we're not going to announce exactly what home you live in, Tito. Of course not. Okay, we don't want you to get any stalkers or nothing.
Okay.
What?
I've had stalkers before.
So what happened, Tito? What was wrong with you? Did you have to go to the doctor or something? Did you have to get any special kind of treatment or anything like that?
I think I just had some bad food, and I was tossing my cookies a little bit, and I didn't feel very well. And I was going to desperately try to do the phone-in interview, but I couldn't because I threw up all over myself. So I have to apologize and say I'm sorry I couldn't make it last week.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
But... Let's not talk about me. Let's talk about the Danger Zone with my three-fight review from last night.
All right. Sounds good. We want to know who made it into Tito's Danger Zone last night.
Okay. The first fight, which I thought was the best fight, was Mauricio Shogun. Gets taken to the Danger Zone by the youngest UFC champion ever, John Bones Jones. I got to tell you guys, I picked Jones from the beginning to win because I knew that Rua was just couldn't handle this nice young buck from New York. But, you know, Jones was going for broke, and he came out and he showed Rua the flying knee and quickly took it to the mat where Rua, you know, tried to get a submission because that's what those Brazilian fighters are known so well for. But Jones kept throwing elbows and blows, and Rua did manage to elbow Jones a little bit too. But then in round two, Rua knows that he has to come out strong because he didn't show nothing in round one. But he can't get his offense going. And Jones just lands a spinning elbow and keeps him on the floor for the rest of the round. Okay, third round, Rua gets Jones in a full guard, but Jones answers with the Danger Zone succession of punches. And then he pummels Rua one big shot at a time. Fight stop, 237 in the third. Hua gets taken to the danger zone.
So did you notice that Jones was a little tired that second round? For some reason, you could see that he was a little fatigued, but then something just snapped.
Yeah, you know, his coach was saying that he snapped into his groove and just handled business. Maybe he was a little worn out from stopping that robbery earlier in the day.
I heard about that.
I didn't hear about that.
He and two of his coaches were walking down the street in Jersey and saw some guy who was breaking into cars. So they yelled at him to stop, and the guy started running. So the guy's running. Batman Jones takes off after him. The dude falls down, gets back up, but by that time, Jones caught up to him, gives him a foot sweep, and knocks him down to the ground and holds him there until the cops get there.
So there was no actual punches thrown or any type of, you know...
That's a smart guy. I mean, he's saving himself for the fight later on in the night.
Yeah, I mean, well, come on.
But I mean, you know, come on. He stopped the robbery. You know what I mean? It's like, awesome. What if he would have, like, tripped over a trash can or something and sprained his ankle or busted his leg or something?
Well, you know what I think about that? I think that him going out of his way to stop that robbery and save that person's car is much more important than going and fighting
Show
somebody.
Show true character, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Robert, this is the game of life, okay? And sometimes you have to take risks in this game. And it doesn't matter what's going to happen to you. The guy is a great hero. He stops a fight. Then he goes and... He stopped the robber, I should say. Sorry, I'm a little slow. Then he goes and makes his fight, and he beats the crap out of this celebrated Brazilian fighter, and he gets the job done. Youngest UFC champion ever, 23 years old.
That's right,
man. I think anybody that fights him is going to the danger zone.
There's nobody, I don't think, in his weight category that's going to be able to handle him.
They're saying that the next super fight isn't going to be St. Pierre versus Silva. It's going to be Jones versus Silva.
Jones versus Silva. Yeah, that's going to be an awesome fight. I guarantee it's not going to be Jones and Rashad. That's for sure.
Well, supposedly that fight's already set.
It's ready to go, man. These two guys are going to have to get into the ring.
Octagon and Rashad and hasn't had a loss in a really long time. And if he steps into the cage with Mr. Jones, I think it's going to be all over for him.
Neither has Shogun Hua. He hasn't had a loss in a long time either. And look at how Jones went in there and just handled him.
Actually, Hua had a loss against Machida.
But that, come on, that really wasn't a loss. He did not lose that fight.
Yes, he did.
He didn't lose that fight.
Yeah, he did.
A loss is a loss.
Well, that's a controversy.
A loss is a loss.
So what's your next danger zone, Tito?
Next fight, Uriah Faber versus Eddie Wineland. Faber, the California kid from Sacramento, all right, he's known for his rear naked chokehold and his guillotine choke. I must say, guys, I know he's a great fighter, but I kind of wanted Faber to lose because he's such a pretty boy. And I don't know about you, but cornrows, they just don't look right on a guy like Faber. But although he's a great bantamweight fighter, he looks just a little too precious for fighting. And Wineland, who's a former extreme cage fighting champion, but in this fight, I gotta tell you guys, there wasn't really any danger zone. I mean, now Wineland comes out and he slams Faber and even managed to drill Faber with a couple strike rights, but Uriah holds his own in round two. Faber's speed and ground technique keep Wineland on his back, and for most of the part, Wineland had the advantage standing up. Round three, Faber throws a few hard shots, tries to get two takedowns, which Wineland just stuffs. They grapple for a bit, then Faber gets the takedown, and then goes to work with a few elbows, and then the round ends. Little cupcake, Uriah Faber wins by decision.
Is that his new
is
nickname?
Is that his new handle?
Little cupcake with sprinkles on top with his pretty boy cornrows wins by decision.
Well, he definitely came out West Side Love, I'll tell you that. You can't take anything away from Uriah Faber, though. He played the game safe last night. And you could tell he was comfortable in his game, and that was his game plan going into the match. Wineland is not a joke, man. If he was to catch Faber, that would have been it. I don't think Faber would have been able to handle one of Wineland's right hooks.
I don't think so.
And going into the match and playing the card that he did and fighting the way that he did and trying to take it to the ground, which Wineland defended it well the first two rounds. You know, he defended the takedown, and he didn't allow Faber to get him down on the ground. And then when it finally did, you've seen how Faber works.
I know. I just get disappointed when someone doesn't get taken to the danger zone.
Well,
so what you're saying then, so that we can move on after this, is that the California kid now is known as the Cupcake Kid?
I like to call him Cupcake with sprinkles on top. Well, but look, I got to tell you, I know personally that he does a lot of, for the community, and he does give back, and he does a lot of special things for special people, if you guys know what I mean. So I just joke around, because if I see Uriah on the street, I mean, I hope he's not going to punch me in the face or something like that, but he does look like a little cupcake with sprinkles on top when he wears the cornrows.
So what you're saying is you don't want him to take you to the danger zone.
Well, he's 5'6", and I'm 5'10". When I stand up straight, so I think I can hold my own.
You got that special strength, Tito.
That's right.
Yes. Special strength.
I'll choke him out.
You have that special strength.
Who's next, Tito?
Now, the next fight is Shab versus Mirko. And I was really, really looking forward to this one, guys. Okay? And the Crow Cop, Mirko, and Shab. Shab is a former AFL football player. He was not good enough to really make it in the NFL. He played a little bit on the practice squad for the Buffalo Bills. Who are they? I know. There was a team that made it to the Super Bowl like 50 million times, and they never won. But so he wasn't even good enough to make it there. But he's definitely good enough to play in the UFC. Let me tell you. Okay, so the fight starts, and both of these guys come out, and they're circling around and circling around, and you know, quickly, Shab attacks. He gets Mirko and he gives him a few uppercuts right in the face. And then they go down in the middle of the cage and they trade a few more punches. And Mirko gets in a full guard, but Shab just unloads. And Mirko escapes, gets Shab against the cage, but Shab still works Mirko really hard. Round two. Trade a few kicks, trade a few punches. Again, Shab gets Mirko on the ground in full guard and starts to pound on him. Then they start exchanging knees. Most exciting point, Shab gets a little cut right in his eye. Blood flying all over. Better put some latex gloves on, guys. You could get really sick from tainted blood. You know what I'm saying?
I hear ya.
Round three starts. Mirko's nailing Shab right in the groin. Danger zone! You can't hit somebody in the groin.
Yeah,
that hurts. It's against the rules. At least it should be against the rules, but whatever. They keep fighting, and then they go on the ground a couple times. I'll cut to the chase. Then sorry, guys. I'm kind of a little sick still.
It's okay.
Then
take
they
your time.
Stand back up, and Shab slips in a hard right hand right into Mirko's temple. Takes him to the danger zone.
Okay. Hold it right there.
Wait, did I mess up?
No.
Yeah, because
you know
this is a controversy.
This is very controversial. Jeremy, I don't know if you've seen this replay or not.
I looked at it over and over.
I don't think Brendan hit him.
So I have a photographic memory.
I think the Crow Cop, I think he fell.
So you're saying that Crow Cop
what?
Dropped the fight?
I don't know what happened. All I know is that soft little tap to the side of the head didn't take Crow Cop out.
Have you ever been hit right behind the ear?
Oh, yeah.
In that area right there?
Yep.
You can get hit soft and still see stars.
It all depends on how that jawbone reacts with your skull bone.
Gentlemen, I think you are missing what really happened here, okay? Shab nailed Mirko in the temple. In the temple. I think we all know it only takes 12 pounds of pressure in the temple to destroy a human being. Now, it may look like a little, you know, fancy-pantsy sliding punch, but he hit him good. Straight on the temple, knocks him down. Danger zone! Game over.
I agree, and it's I mean, I sat there and watched the video over and over and over and over again, and at some point it did kind of look like he kind of went with the punch a little bit, but I mean, he got nailed. He got nailed in the back of the ear and he went down. That last punch that Brandon Shaw threw to him was the one that knocked him completely out.
I don't think so. I don't agree.
Agree or disagree?
Anyways, yeah.
Okay, so let's just ask this question,
though. Let's go
back
to the danger zone in a few minutes. Right now, we're going to pause for station identification. We're going to pause for station identification.
Well, in the meantime, look. I don't understand. I don't think that Crow Cop is ready to retire. And if he was to throw the fight like that, as per se, then that would mean that he's just basically ready to give up.
Hey, maybe it's all a part of that beginning of Dana White setting things up. You got it ready? Okay, let's pause it real quick for station identification.
Angels Radio. AM 830 KLAA Orange, Los Angeles, the home of Angels baseball. Celebrating 50 years.
Welcome back to Octagon Unleashed. And before we go any farther with the Danger Zone, we got a couple people on the phone that want to join us. Last night, we were able to attend an awesome event over at the Phoenix Club in Anaheim that was put on by Momentum Fights in honor of Christian Pappas, who's fighting rare bone cancer. And so right now, we've got Kenny and Pete on the phone from Momentum Fights. What's up, guys?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, brother?
We're doing great, man.
Hey, thanks for coming out last night. It was fantastic.
Hey, thanks for having us, man.
It was an honor.
Thank you. I appreciate everything you guys did.
So, hey, we're really just wondering, did you guys need to go to Van Nuys or something? I mean,
yeah. Oh, I heard that you had to call a taxi to Van Nuys for some odd reason.
Listen, dude, we had this guy, Christian Garcia, that was on our first fight up. He weighs in, and then, you know, would tell the fighters, hey, you know, I didn't actually specifically say, please don't drive 60 miles back to Van Nuys because there could be traffic and you might miss the fight. But I just said, hey, you know, we got to be back here at 4 o'clock, and I figured, you know, it was already 2. So I get a call from the guy about 15 minutes before we're supposed to be at the fighters' meetings. He's like, I'm not back yet. And I'm like, okay, when are you coming back? He's like, I'm coming now. I'm like, where are you? He told me he's in Van Nuys. I almost had a heart attack.
And so what? We started, what, 45 minutes late?
Yeah. Started about 45 minutes late. You know, a portion of it was just, you know, people were still filtering in, and a portion of it was, I was kind of glad they were still filtering in because I couldn't change the fights around because we kind of had them in a certain order that we liked. And then the guy comes strolling in, looking like Roberto Duran, just a lot smaller.
That's true.
Comes rolling up. He's got, my girlfriend tells me she saw him walk in. He's got a bag about as big as a lunch bag with some drawstrings on it. And they're like, where's all your stuff to fight? He goes, oh, it's in here. Out of it, he pulls some little spandex shorts, a cup, and a mouthpiece, and a rash guard that's rolled up. He's all ready to go. Goes out there, dots the guy up, and takes the victory. I was shocked.
Yeah, I was really shocked because he looked like he had just rolled out of bed.
Right, he sure did. His hair wasn't combed or nothing. I mean, well, you really don't need your hair to be combed to fight, but still.
Hey, he could have been combed. The bag didn't have room in it. Anybody walks out to a Bocelli song and wins, I give him some props.
Yeah. That's for sure. We were talking about that. We were mentioning how Will Ferrell and them did that song on
Step Brothers.
Step Brothers. We're kind of making a joke about
it. The Catalina wine mixer.
Hell yeah. I give the kid props. He came late. That's all right.
You know, it was a great show last night, you guys. You guys did a really awesome job. And the cause was what really mattered.
Thank you.
How about those last three fights, though? What did you think about the Jackson Smith and Ryan Milleron fight?
Oh, man, Jackson came out. You know what? You know, I didn't know that Jackson would come out there, and I think he just got done watching Vitor Belfort, some of his fights when Vitor was in the UFC about 10 years ago. He came running at him and got crazy. He looked great and got on top, hit submission. 32
seconds
to dot him up and drop an armbar on him. I thought it was a fantastic showing.
It was really quick. And you know, from that point before, I mean, we were me and Jeremy were pretty much like, man, that is definitely the fight of the night. But the next fight was insane. Insane.
Yeah, the Steve Ciocio and Roman Todorovic, I think.
Todorovic.
Yeah, that fight was unreal.
Yeah, that was a great fight.
That guy, Steven, had his combinations. He was throwing combination uppercut kicks, and he was swinging for the fences.
Yeah. Oh, he was swinging for the fences the whole time, and I was just surprised because every time Roman pressured him and cut the distance down, the guy kind of got frustrated and he couldn't really land the things. But when Roman stayed on the outside, the guy had a nice reach on him. He just stayed on the end of the whip, and he took some punishment I really wish he wouldn't have taken.
Yeah.
I was getting a little bit nervous, but, you know, I spoke to Roman today on the phone. He said everything's all good. He's ready to rock and roll on our next show.
Awesome.
But he just said not for tomorrow, as long as the show's not tomorrow.
Yeah, he's going to need some time to recover.
I felt kind of bad for him because he had a lot of support in the crowd. You guys had a really big crowd out there, and there's a lot of people wearing Elite MMA shirts and sweaters.
Yep.
And when he came into the cage, they were cheering it up for him. And I don't know, Was he the one with the Dan Hardy haircut?
Yes.
Yeah. He was the one with the Dan Hardy haircut. You know what? He had great following, great support. You know, great support from his gym, good coaching. I think he's been training hard. You know, I think what happened is, you know what? I think it was his first fight, and I think he's going to have to go back and rethink how he trains and who his training partners are and how they're going to have to come at him and know that, you know, might I think it's just a learning experience, and that's what's great about having the camel regulations is you can come out there and you can get dotted up, but you know what? We're there, the referee's there, everything's checking out, and I think it's just to go back to your gym, figure out what you did wrong and work on. Some of it, too, is definitely managing the distance between you and your opponent.
Well, they definitely need to take in mind, too, that it's an amateur fight and it's his first fight. So, I mean, a loss is a loss. I mean, you know, he just has to regain, go back, and you're right. Take a look and think about it and you know, go over the track of how he performed and then just, fix the mistakes. And, you know what I mean?
He's a real tough kid, and I talked to him today, and he was just like, you know, hey, man, I wish I would have done better for you. I'm like, no, man, that was a war. I said, sometimes you come on top, sometimes on bottom, but you know what? You're fighting out there, and you're learning, and so, you know, all the respect to Roman and Stephen for putting on a great show. And
absolutely.
I'm glad they're there, but I'd love to have them both back. You know, not fighting each other to begin with, but definitely both of them are definitely want them back fighting because they're great fighters.
What's coming up in the future for Momentum?
We're probably looking at August for the next show.
Anything special for that show? What's the cause for that show? And
We have another kid, but we can't really release that information right now until we get the confirmation. But we got another kid another cancer patient that we're looking to help out. They reached out to the company, so we'll see what happens with that.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
Well, you definitely know we're on board.
Oh, yeah. I just want to say thank you to you guys, too, coming out and actually doing everything that you guys did. It's a good partnership that we had. Thank you.
We appreciate it, man. We appreciate you guys inviting us. Just to be a part of it was awesome. The crowd was awesome. I mean, the whole atmosphere from start to finish. You know, I walked out of there with a big smile on my face knowing that, hey, you know, I know Christian had a big smile on his face, and he had a good time, and that's what made me satisfied.
Yeah. I think that's the main thing of the whole night was, you know, that the cause was there, everything was there, we all did it, we put in good effort. Kenny did a great job matchmaking, all the team, the Momentum team, we did a good job, everybody came together, so everybody was happy, and, you know, I just want to say thank you for all that.
Thank you, too. We're grateful for the experience, and we look forward to the next event. We look forward to helping you guys out and working together with you.
Oh, thank you very much. Hey. Hope to see you guys at the next event, too.
Oh, for sure, man. Hey, Kenny.
Yes.
You got something coming up here pretty soon, a book signing of some sort, right?
Yeah, you know, I got two things this next week. I got this Saturday, the 26th, at the UFC gym in Rosemead, California. I'm doing a wrestling clinic. And not only that, now I'm going to do a clinic from 8 to 12 in the morning. I'm doing a coach's certification class for USA Wrestling coaching certification. And then from 12:30 to 3, I'm going to be doing a wrestling clinic that goes over, you know, foundations of freestyle, Greco-Roman and folk style, some of the basic foundations of that. That's this Saturday at the UFC gym in Rosemead. And if you need information on that, you can hit me up on Bolt Wrestling on Facebook. And then on April 1st, which kicks off Poetry Month, I have a book I wrote that I'm doing a book signing at Pages, a bookstore is the name of the bookstore, Pages, a bookstore in Manhattan Beach, Friday, April 1st. At 7 o'clock.
That's awesome. And you made a mention about Pulitzer. What is it? Pulitzer Prize.
Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah,
Pulitzer
the name of the book's called "The Rose and the Silver Bell," and it's the longest rhymed and metered poem ever written, and it was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize in 2007. And I published it. It ran out of copies, and I was too busy wrestling to do anything or self-promote because I'm an idiot sometimes when it comes to that, but I got more copies, everything's on par, and I'm making a big push on it, so hopefully people come out and support and buy the book and come out and have fun and hit me up on learn more about it.
Awesome.
Well, you could check out at Rosemead UFC gym this Saturday at noon. Get your fix in on a wrestling clinic.
I think Robert will be there because he has to train for a fight he's got coming up in August.
Jeremy seriously wants to get into the octagon with me for some odd reason. And I don't think
we should do. Yeah, they really think we should do the, you know, in our chair fight, one of the co-main events should be the fight for chair. We should put on the oversized, the big gloves, like the 30-ounce gloves, and you guys just Peter and I will actually do the commentating on the podcast. And you guys go fight it out.
I'm gonna have to agree with Kenny on that one.
I'm totally down.
I don't think Jeremy's ready though. I mean, he's got to ride a bike to work back and forth, and I don't think he's gonna be able to ride that bike after I get done with him.
So then you're going to have to go pick him up, or you ain't going to have
hey,
a
hey, Kenny, not if he as a matchmaker, I think you're going to have to get this one going.
Yeah, he's gonna happen to drive to Van Nuys to go get some lunch or something before that fight.
There you
go. Just before the fight. I'm not to go, you know, pinch one off or something.
Well, it was awesome again, man. I can't thank you guys enough for making us a part of Momentum Fight Club, man. You guys threw on an awesome event last night. I can't. There's not enough thanks that I can give you guys for actually including us and to be a part of that last night. It was so much fun.
No, I think the thanks is to everybody who actually came out and actually helped out with the cause. People really came together. It's not only you guys, but there's a lot of other people that once they heard Christian's story, everybody wanted to come out and help out. So that was cool to see. It's cool to see how things come together with just people that want to help out.
Awesome. Well, hey, guys, thanks for joining us again. We'll talk to you real soon. We'll keep everybody updated on what's going on with Momentum Fighting Championship. Check them out on Facebook or on their website, MomentumFights.com, or you can find them through our website at OctagonUnleashed.com. You're listening to Octagon Unleashed on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. If you'd like to chime in, give us a call at 877-883-830. That's 877-883-830. Thanks a lot, guys. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back.
AM 830 is Angels Radio.
Over 25 years ago, a group of professionals in the radio business got together and created a one-of-a-kind training program. And that program is responsible for introducing people just like you and me to their dreams. The Academy of Radio and Television Broadcasting is the only fully accredited school of its type on the West Coast. Call the Academy today at 714-842-0100 today to take the first step towards achieving your goals. At the Academy, you will receive hands-on training covering all aspects of either radio or television. You can be an on-air personality or a television news reporter. You will also learn how to work behind the scenes as a news writer, a voiceover artist, or a camera operator. Our 30-week program offers all of that and more. We currently have openings available, so call the Academy of Radio and Television Broadcasting now at 714-842-0100. That number again is 714-842-0100. Call now and take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. The Academy offers financial aid for those who qualify, and spaces are filling up quickly. So pick up the phone and call 714-842-0100 today.
When you think of premium cigars and cigar lounge, you are thinking Embassy Cigars in downtown Brea, Anaheim Hills, where you'll find the best selection of cigars and accessories for any lifestyle. Embassy offers many specials, but none is more popular than Tuesday's Buy 4, Get 1 Free. Mention Octagon Unleashed and you'll get that deal any day of the week, along with the usual 25% box special. Whether you're kicking it with buddies or babes, check into Embassy Cigars, 5773 East Santa Ana Canyon Road, 407 West Imperial Highway, or at www.embassycigars.net, and of course, catch us on Facebook.
Hi, friends. This is Randy Hammond from the Safe Money System radio show that's aired every Sunday morning right here at 10 a.m. These are certainly scary and uncertain times, and you need to make darn sure that your money is safe. Don't let all the recent media hoopla about the financial upturn lure you back into the Wall Street casino. For the past 30 years, I've helped my clients protect and grow their I can't afford to lose money. Over the past 5 years, my clients have averaged 7% annually with no risk of principal using my Safe Money System strategies. I can do the same for you. If you'd like a copy of my book as my gift to you, visit my website, thesafemoneysystem.com. It will bless and change your life. You want to contact me about whether your money is safe? You can do so at randy@thesafemoneysystem.com. That's randy@thesafemoneysystem.com. And keep listening to me every Sunday morning right here at 10 a.m. Is your money safe? I'm going to make darn sure it is.
Hey! Hey, what's up? It's Roger Lodge from the Sports Lodge. And you know, recently my beautiful wife came to me and said, Boo Boo, this weekend I demand some excitement. So I put her in the car and we drove down to Valley View Casino and Hotel. Have you seen the rooms down there? Unbelievable. Stunning views. And how about the free poolside breakfast that's included with your stay? And here's the best part. No taxes, no resort fees, and no parking charges. How do you lose? Go to ValleyViewCasino.com and get connected today.
Angels Radio is
AM 830.
This is James Lightning Wilkes, winner of season 9 of The Ultimate Fighter, and you're listening to Octagon Unleashed on AM 830 KLLA.
Welcome back to Octagon Unleashed on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. Give us a call at 877-8830-830. That's 877-8830. We'd like to hear from you. Also, check out our website, octagonunleashed.com, and you can find Momentum Fighting Championship on momentumfights.com.
I said Momentum Fight Club, huh?
Yeah, because you're a retard.
I always get everything mixed up, man. I couldn't even say Pulitzer.
I want to know what's a Pulitzer Surprise.
I don't know, man. Tito's rubbing off on me.
What's a Pulitzer Surprise?
Tito's rubbing off on me. The Pulitzer Prize is, Robert.
Yeah, you can't blame this on the special guy.
I'm not blaming it on the special guy. I'm just saying he's rubbing off on me.
You just blamed it on our special handicapper.
That's right. And
he's going to use his special strength against you.
Look out.
Okay, back to the danger zone.
So I really hope that what you're saying is not true and that Mirko is not throwing the fight, because I would hate to think that. So I'm going to continue believing that Schaub won that fight fair and square, punch to the temple, game over, Mirko in the danger zone.
Well, maybe, and this is just a scenario that I'm going to, you know, pick up here, build up here. Maybe it is true that he did throw the fight, because they're talking about him possibly going to light heavyweight
instead of
heavyweight.
Nah.
So maybe that's the case.
Nah.
Maybe he just folded and, you know, it just makes him easier to transition, because if he would have whooped Schaub, then he would have had to fight the next guy in the heavyweight, and maybe he wants to go to light heavyweight.
And who exactly would he have to go up against in light heavyweight?
Who would he have to fight in light heavyweight? He'd probably have to start from the bottom.
John Bones Jones.
But he wants to go into light heavyweights?
Well, I mean, that's something that's going to happen later on, though. That's not something that's going to happen right away. He's going to have to fight his way up. He's still got to go through Forrest Griffin. Still has to go through Rampage. He still has to go through Rashad. He still has a ton of people that he has to go through in that weight category.
And you really think that Mirko Krokop is going to have a difficult time
with
those guys?
No. But I mean, I'm more leaning towards this is it for him. He's done. But I don't, you know, I mean, I'm saying that if he was to throw the fight, that's probably the reason why, is because he's trying to transition into light heavyweight.
Maybe the Croatian mob made him do it.
I hope not.
I don't know.
The last thing you ever want to do as a fighter is throw a fight. I mean, that just defeats the purpose of being
unethical,
a fighter.
Right? It's unethical, right, Tito?
It's unethical and immoral.
Okay, guys, check it out. Tito, I think you've got a fan calling in. His name's Jeremy. He's from Covina.
All right!
Jeremy, what's up?
What's going on?
What's up, Jay?
How's it going, man?
What's happening, Robert?
What's up, man?
I'm not a fan. I'm a fan of Michael Bisping. You guys bash this guy like he's no good.
Do you mean Michael Spitzbing?
All right. Spitzbing, Bisping, you got to give the man credit.
The count, right? I can count. I can count on him. To
sport has the heel, right or wrong?
Has the heel?
Yeah, every sport has one.
I know, but cheating never prospers, man, and that's what Bisping does.
Hey,
he cheats.
But you can count on him to cheat.
You can definitely count.
You can consistently count on Michael Spitzbing to cheat.
You guys can say all you want. Who doesn't cheat right now?
I don't.
Who doesn't cheat?
Okay, but think about it. All right, we'll say after that whole fight took place and it was all said and done, was it necessary for him to spit at the trainers?
Is it necessary for Tito Ortiz to wear the shirts he wears and to flip off the other corner?
Necessary? Is drinking my own urine necessary?
Dude,
no, but it's sterile and I like the taste.
That's necessary.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Now, all of a sudden, but it does good business for Dana White, because look at, everybody wants to fight him now. Even Nate Marquardt wants to get in the mix.
Yeah, they want to get in there and smack him down.
Well, people came out of the woodwork, I'll tell you that, man, and started dropping challenges.
I think you can count on him getting his butt whipped.
I think you can count on him getting paid because he has about 5 or 6 fights lined up.
Actually, Dana White cut his bonus out for that fight.
Oh, that's probably that's nothing, though, to those guys.
That's actually $150,000.
So wait a minute. He'll cut his bonus but then re-sign him to go and fight. What's his contract? He cut his bonus, but he's going to give him another fight.
That's $150,000 that he got cut. That's how much money he lost on that fight.
Well, how much did he make total of the fight?
He only got like $10,000 because he lost his bonus.
Oh.
He really got shafted. Dana White said, I'm not going to punish you out in public. I'm not going to reprimand you. I'm not going to let everybody see what I do. I'm just going to keep your punishment.
I'm just going to get it where it hurts.
You can count on not getting a check from me, is what he told him.
So it's ridiculous.
Who do you think Spitzbean should fight next then?
Honestly, I would love for him to fight Chael Sonnen. I would love for him to fight Marquez. Because honestly, those guys, they're good fighters, but Chael's probably not even going to get a chance to fight.
You don't think so?
I honestly don't think they're going to re-sign him. You know, he'll probably put him in the minor leagues, like at Strikeforce or something.
Ah, you can't call Strikeforce a minor league,
man.
Yeah,
come on, man.
That's retarded. Hey.
Tito says it's retarded.
Strikeforce is awesome. Everyone knows that.
I personally think Strikeforce is better than UFC.
It is better, kind of, because of the heavyweight fights that they got.
And because of the women's class.
That's right. And everyone wants to watch chicks fighting because it's cool.
But that's also another thing. It's just like Alistair Overeem. Honestly, who's going to beat that guy?
Fabricio Werdum?
He's not going to beat him.
How many times do we have to have this conversation?
You really think Fabricio Werdum isn't going to win?
You seriously think Fabricio Werdum is going to lose to Alistair Overeem?
I'm almost guaranteeing it. You know that.
What kind of wager do you want to put on there, Jay?
You know, whatever you want.
Okay, let's not do this for money then. Let's think of something really good. We're going to get you on with our intern after this, so stay on the line, and she's going to get your information, and we're going to bring you back on in a couple of weeks, and we're going to get a really good wager going for this one.
Robert's got all the information already.
I think what we're going to do is we're going to implore our listeners to call in or email in or message us on Facebook to tell us what the wager should be, and maybe you guys should do a Rich Franklin and Forrest Griffin wager where one of you gets a tattoo.
Hey, yeah. It wouldn't be the first one or the last one.
You know what I mean? And I'm always up for some good ink, brother.
Good. Well, then it'd be a fan choice tattoo. Loser has to get it.
I don't know about that.
I get to pick the tattoo.
There you go.
I'm not doing no stamps, buddy.
I think one of you guys has to get Highway to the Danger Zone tattooed on you.
We'll get Tito's Danger Zone.
That's fantastic.
All right, Jeremy, thanks for the call. We really appreciate it. Check out Octagon Unleashed on octagononleashed.com. If you'd like to chime in, give us a call at 877-883-830. That's 877-883-830. This is Octagon Unleashed. I'm Jeremy Lee here with Robert Reese and our special handicapper, Tito Tompkins.
Tito.
That's right.
What you got going on tonight, Tito?
Well, after this, I have to go back to the home because it's bingo night on Sunday night's bingo night. And I won 3 weeks ago, so I'm kind of hoping that...
What did you win?
I won...
You were going to say last weekend, huh?
No, it was 3 weeks ago.
Come on, Tito.
I was sick last weekend.
Is that the real reason you didn't come?
Did you have a hot date last weekend?
No, bingo night starts late because I told them that I have to work on the show, so they're going to start a later game.
Who were you watching The Notebook with, Tito?
I have never even seen that movie. Okay, I saw it once. I like love stories.
You can't lie to us, Tito.
Someday I hope I have my own love story,
You
too.
Will. In fact, maybe we should do that. Maybe we should put something out there for a nice, beautiful woman that would like to talk to Tito.
She has to have all of her teeth, though. I'm really picky about that.
Come on. I don't know about that.
All of the teeth have to be there.
Are there any other fights in the danger zone tonight, Tito?
Those are my 3-fight review, and I will come back next week. I will not be sick. And I will tell you about Nogueira versus Davis, the big fight that everyone is waiting for.
Awesome. You also got to check out Bruce Leroy, too. I like to see him in the danger zone.
No one cares about that guy.
That guy's good.
That guy sucks.
Man, he's a
showman. He's a retard.
Hey.
Hey, do you like Bruce Leroy? Do you like Bruce Lee, Tito?
I like Bruce Leroy.
Then you are going to like Bruce Leroy.
I like that movie, too. It's a good movie.
No one likes
awesome?
Alex. No one likes
the Karate Kid.
His name's Alex.
So what?
Will Smith needs to stop buying movies for his kid.
He's going to make Annie.
We're going to take a quick time out. you'd like to give us a call, it's 877-8830-830. That's 877-8830-830. This is Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA, and we are Octagon Unleashed.
AM 830 is Angels Radio.
Hey, you listening to the radio. Have you ever wanted to be on the other side of the mic? Maybe write commercials and do voiceovers? Then here's your chance. Stop texting and pick up the phone and call the Academy of Radio and Television Broadcasting today at 714-842-0100. You'll be trained on all the latest technology and tricks of the industry, and it's all hands-on. The Academy of Radio and Television Broadcasting has over 25 years of experience, and it's the only accredited school of its kind. So pick up the phone already and call the Academy in Huntington Beach at 714-842-0100. That's 714-842-0100. The Academy is located at 16052 Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach. You can also check out their website at www.arbradio.com or their Facebook page at facebook.com/the Academy of Radio and Television Broadcasting. So look, there's nothing left to do. Just call and get yourself enrolled today so you can be the voice on the other side of the mic.
When you think of premium cigars and cigar lounge, you are thinking Embassy Cigars in downtown Brand, Anaheim Hills, where you'll find the best selection of cigars and accessories for any lifestyle. Embassy offers many specials, but none is more popular than Tuesday's Buy 4, Get 1 Free. Mention Octagon Unleashed and you'll get that deal any day of the week, along with the usual 25% box special. Whether you're kicking it with buddies or babes, check into Embassy Cigars, 5773 East Santa Ana Canyon Road, 407 West Imperial Highway, or at www.embassycigars.net, and of course, catch us on Facebook.
Hi, friends. This is Randy Hammond from the Safe Money System radio show that's aired every Sunday morning right here at 10 a.m. These are certainly scary and uncertain times, and you need to make darn sure that your money is safe. Don't let all the recent media hoopla about the financial upturn lure you back into the Wall Street casino. For the past 30 years, I've helped my clients protect and grow their I can't afford to lose money. Over the past 5 years, my clients have averaged 7% annually with no risk of principal using my Safe Money System strategies. I can do the same for you. If you'd like a copy of my book as my gift to you, visit my website, thesafemoneysystem.com. It will bless and change your life. You want to contact me about whether your money is safe? You can do so at randy@thesafemoneysystem.com. That's randy@thesafemoneysystem.com. And keep listening to me every Sunday morning right here at 10 a.m. Is your money safe? I'm going to make darn sure it is.
A limited number of season seats for exciting 2011 Angels baseball are still available. Choose from the Buy 2, Get 2 season seats free program, or choose the AMA 30 season seats that start as low as $250 per game. Whichever option you choose, you'll be here for the entire 50th anniversary celebration. Purchase your season seats today by calling 888-796-HALO or visit angels.com/season seats. That's 888-796-HALO or angels.com/season seats.
AM 830 is Angels Radio.
This is Derek Sassidin, and you're listening to Octagon Unleashed.
Welcome back to Octagon Unleashed on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. My name is Jeremy Lee. I'm here with Robert Reese. We are Octagon. Southern California's MMA show, broadcasting live from Angel Stadium every Sunday night.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Like clockwork.
Never miss. Never miss it.
Never miss.
We're here for you.
Either we're sick or not, man. Do or die.
In reference to that song that was just playing, you know what that song's about?
What?
It's about...
Armageddon coming soon?
It's Yeah, but kind of. It's more about an earthquake and half of California falling into the ocean and becoming Arizona.
They've been talking about that since I was a kid.
Well, there's this guy who's been predicting all these earthquakes, and supposedly we're going to get one within the next 10 days.
Well, they were saying that we were supposed to get one last year around this time.
Are you scared?
No.
You should be.
Why?
You better get an earthquake kit in your car.
Because I'm sitting in a second level building right now, and if it was to hit right now, we would be doomed.
We'd be safe. We're in a stadium with lots of stuff around us. It's a big parking lot. We're good to go.
Yeah, I wouldn't be safe at home.
I'd climb to the top of the Big A and laugh at everybody.
My house shakes
as they fall
bad.
Into the Arizona Bay, quote unquote.
That's why I'm going to move to the mountains.
Yeah, whatever.
A mountain man.
While whatever
I'm training,
you say, John
while
Candy.
While I'm training for August.
While you're training for August?
Yeah.
You mean the fight that you're going to lose?
The fight that you're going to
lose. I'm going to smash your face. I'm going to stein you.
Let's talk about next week's fights, March 26th. UFC Fight Night in Seattle. Nogueira versus Phil Davis.
Let's start at the back. Where you want to go?
Man, you know, there's a good card. It is a good card. A lot of good fights. I think Alex Caceres is going to win. McKenz Sermonzer.
I never even heard of that guy.
I've never heard of McKenz Sermonzer, but
did he come from the WEC?
I think so.
Okay, and he's fighting the Bruce Leroy.
Bruce Leroy, man. He's one of my favorites.
That's because you're a retard.
Do you watch Ultimate Fighter?
Yeah, I do.
And you didn't like him at all?
No, I did not like him.
Why did you not like him?
Because he's cocky. He's arrogant.
How was he cocky?
And he put on this Bruce Leroy thing. Be yourself, dude. Why you got to pretend that you're someone else?
That was him.
No,
that ain't
him.
That's how he is.
No, that ain't him. He ain't Bruce Leroy. He wasn't in that movie. He needs to just be himself.
They nicknamed him Bruce Leroy, as a matter of fact. He didn't give that nickname himself. They nicknamed him that.
Look at him.
Well,
look at him. Come on.
His idol is Bruce Lee.
You wake
Lee.
Up every day and you put on the costume of that same dude from the Enter the Dragon movie, and you expect people not to call you Bruce Leroy? That'd be like you expecting me not to call you John Candy.
I don't look
like
John Candy.
Look at your mustache. Yes, everybody says that you do, except for you.
Yeah, no.
Do you want me to go get Tito?
Tito don't know.
Everybody knows.
Tito don't know.
Everybody knows. They all see it.
Tito doesn't even remember his name as he walks out the building.
Meredith, does he look like John Candy?
Oh.
Burned.
Well, I'm not going to admit it.
Well, whatever. You don't have to. You still look like John Candy. How about some planes, trains, and automobiles?
Hey, man, if I can have John Candy's pocket, then okay, I look like John Candy. I don't have John Candy's pocket, so I don't look like John Candy.
Wasn't our friend Nam fans supposed to fight on this show?
He was supposed to fight, and he got hurt. So they put Demarcus Johnson in his place to fight Amir Sadala.
I thought he was fighting somebody else. He wasn't fighting Amir Sadala.
No,
he was fighting the...
He was originally fighting Amir Sadala.
I thought he was fighting Garcia. If I remember correctly, he was fighting Garcia. And now the Korean guy that's known as a Korean zombie is taking his place. And it's a rematch of Garcia versus the Korean guy. And the last time I saw those guys fight in the WEC... They went at it for three rounds, nonstop, fists flying everywhere.
I don't even see Leonard Garcia in this.
Exactly.
Well, he wasn't fighting. No, Nam Pham wasn't going to fight on this card. Was he fighting on
Yes,
fight
he's
night?
Fighting on this card, on this fight card. And he was supposed to fight Leonard Garcia, and he
That's
pulled
right,
out.
That's right, because it was a rematch.
Yes, exactly. And Nam Pham got hurt, and so they put in his place. I can't remember the Korean zombie's name, but it was also another rematch. Those two fought in the WEC, and the last time they fought, I swear, it was a nonstop barrage of punches, just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And every second of that fight, you thought one of these guys was going to fall down and die, and it didn't happen, and it went all the way.
Well, Leonard Garcia is definitely known for throwing mean punches, man. And the Korean Zombie also is known for throwing mean punches. His name is Chan Sung.
That's right.
Chan Sung, the Korean Zombie.
They are gnarly. I can't wait for that fight. That's probably going to be the fight of the night. I guarantee it.
Well, we'll see what happens.
A lot of these WEC guys that are coming are not only looking to make a name for themselves in the UFC, but they're just all around rad. I don't know if you ever watched the WEC or if you regularly watched it, but those guys really put on a show. They're all tiny guys, and the tiny guys usually put on the best fights.
I never really watched the WEC. It was on Versus, right?
Yeah, it was on Versus. They put on a lot of really good fights.
I don't think I have Versus.
How can you not have Versus? You have DirecTV. That's like saying you don't have HDNet.
I never got into the WEC.
A lot of people didn't, but you know what? That's where Uriah Faber comes from also.
Yeah.
And he's a fan favorite from WEC.
Well, he was a champion in WEC as
yes,
well.
Yes, he was. He sure was.
So this Korean Zombie is coming off of two losses, George Roop and Leonard Garcia back-to-back.
Right. This is a rematch.
So he's looking to take that victory and make it 1-1, right?
Well, we'll see what happens. Leonard Garcia was able to hold him out last time, and we'll see if that's able to happen.
I'm really disappointed, man. I mean, it's unfortunate. You know, Nam Pham, we had him in studio last week. He's an awesome, awesome cat. It's like really upsetting that he's not gonna get to fight. So we'll find out and see when he's gonna be back in, and because they're not saying the extent of his injuries or what happened.
I was really looking forward to seeing him drop some bombs.
I was
in the match.
Some bombs, huh?
Yeah, drop some bombs.
Yeah, some deadly bombs. That's for sure. Some kidney punches.
Yep, and some bombs. Anyways, let's move on in this card. Amir Sadala, Demarcus Johnson.
Demarcus Johnson, another tough competitor,
very
as well
tough.
As Mir Sadala. Both of them are great fighters, going to be hard hitters.
I'm definitely going with Demarcus on this one.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Demarcus as well because Amir Sadala hasn't really been doing too well lately.
Well, regardless, I think that Demarcus' experience is going to take over in this fight. I think he's going to teach this kid a lesson. He's got a reach advantage, and he's got a lot more fights under his belt.
Definitely, for sure.
Dan Hardy, Anthony Johnson.
I'm going to say Anthony Johnson.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that because Dan Hardy's focusing too much on his hair like that dude last night was?
No. I'm not really a big Dan Hardy fan.
Why?
I think he's overrated. I think Demarcus Johnson is young and upcoming.
He's fighting Demarcus. He's fighting Anthony Johnson.
I meant Anthony Johnson is young and upcoming, and he's a good fighter.
I agree.
An all-around fighter.
He is, and I think that he's going to win. I just wanted to argue with you a little bit.
But they're going in even weight, though. 170, only 2 inches difference. Anthony Johnson, 2 inches difference. Last night, we've seen some crazy height differences between fighters last night, and which was kind of what was odd.
Is it didn't make that much of a difference.
It didn't make that much of a difference. You're right.
You know, I have a friend that would say that if you're a jiu-jitsu fighter, size doesn't matter. Anyways, it looks like we got a call from a special friend of the show, and right now we're going to talk to our friend Uncle Serge. Uncle Serge, how you doing?
Pretty good, boys. What? Great show today. I'm really liking your friend Tito there.
Yeah, Tito's
our special
awesome,
handicapper.
Man.
Yeah, I love it. But the reason I'm calling, I'm be honest, I was going to call about something else, but I'm really interested in this fight between you and Robert.
It's coming up in August.
Okay, I'm going to buy tickets.
I hope so. We're really going to pump it up, and I have to say I'm just going to go in there and dominate, and I'm going to make Robert cry, and he's going to look like a big giant baby.
Do I look like a guy that cries, Uncle Serge?
No. But then again, neither one of you looks like would be the type of
Well, so, Uncle Serge, let me just ask you this. Do you want me to knock him out, or do you want me to submit him?
Yeah, give him a choice.
Oh.
Because I told him earlier that I was going to rip his arm off and smack him with it.
He told me that yesterday.
That sounds really good. Okay, but, you know, no offense, Robert.
Uh-huh.
Knock him out.
You got
no
it.
No offense, knock me out. Well, that's exactly what's going to happen to Jeremy.
Well, they're talking about putting the big gloves on and making it a boxing match.
Well, for those people who don't know what you two look like, Robert is a very large man.
Very large.
But Jeremy is...
Bloated, I would say.
He's got that mean quality to him. The crazy quality to him. So I don't know. I think Jeremy would be tough.
I think Robert's too nice of a guy to be a fighter.
I think his craziness is gonna overcome, and he's gonna overdo himself, and he's gonna come in sloppy, and I'm just gonna flick him with my finger, and that's it. Lights out.
Uncle Serge, I think that I'm gonna take the GSP route this time, and I'm just gonna relax and take it easy and let Robert's mouth do the talking, and when August gets here, I'm gonna let my fist do the talking.
I'm not even saying anything.
I'm gonna break an orbital.
Well, anyway, first of all, I need to get into the gym in order for me to even be ready by August, and it's not looking like that's gonna happen anytime soon, so I hope the paramedics are on board and they have an oxygen tank there ready for me, because
you're gonna need it.
First 30 seconds I'm gonna be gassed.
Uncle Serge, what's going on with you? Did you watch the fights last night?
No, I didn't get a chance to, guys. I mean, I was
what was that? Sergio, you there? Oh, that was weird. He dropped.
Looks like we lost Uncle Serge.
All right. Well, that was a good. That was a good conversation.
Yeah.
See.
Okay. Last fight on that card.
But hold on, though. I want to get back to Amir Sadala. With Amir Sadala, how many fights has he had? He's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 fights. Six fights.
Uh huh.
He won his last fight.
Seven fights.
But who has he fought? Who has Amir Sadala actually fought?
I'm pretty sure you're going to tell us.
And as long he hasn't fought anybody big, that's for sure. And as long as he's been in the UFC, how come he hasn't fought anybody good?
That's a good question. I wish we could talk to Dana White right now and ask him.
Well, we could. We'll just text him.
Yeah, right. Why don't you just hit him up on Twitter? He always answers. It doesn't look like he's really fought at anybody. He won Peter Sabata. He won against Dong Hyung Kim. Actually, he lost to Dong Hyung Kim by decision, UFC 114. That was when Rampage and Evans went up against each other. He won against Brad Blackburn, UFC Fight Night 20. Phil Baroni, 106. John Hendricks, 101. And here's a name that you should recognize. He won CB Dolloway.
Yeah, CB Dolloway, though. I mean, really? Well, I think he's done, too. I think that whole camp is probably going to be done. I'm not going to take anything away from Ryan Bader. Ryan Bader is a good fighter. He's an outstanding wrestler. So is CB Dolloway. But I just don't think they're going to last long, either one of them.
Well, I guess only time will tell.
Look at who DeMarcus has fought. He just got off a win from Mike Guyman. Don't know who that is. Fought at the Fights for the Troop. It was an outstanding fight, though. Submission, body triangle in the first round, 3 minutes and 22 seconds in the first round. But he's fought other fighters, Matt Riddle, Edgar Garcia. He lost to James Wilkes, one of our show favorites. He's got an extensive record, and I'm guaranteeing that DeMarcus is going to go in there and he's going to take out Amir Sadala, and Amir should just stick with announcing.
I remember DeMarcus' last fight on that Fight for the Troops, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great fight, and I don't think that Amir stands a chance against him.
I don't think he does either.
If he comes out fighting the way that he did last time, it's going to be over quick.
Well, I'll agree with you. I'll definitely, this whole card is going to be good because these are some people that Dana's throwing in there to see how well they're going to, you know, the well they're going to do and how they're going to fight and, you know, if they're going to be standouts in UFC or not. And some good names, some not so good names, some, you know, beginners, some, you know, guys that are seasoned veterans and stuff. So we'll see how it goes. It's going to be a good match. Good fight card.
Well, there's a last fight of the night, and that's Nogueira against Davis.
Which Nogueira was supposed to originally fight who?
I don't know. Why don't you
tell
me?
Tito Ortiz.
That's right.
He was originally supposed to fight Tito Ortiz.
I don't think Tito was ready for his loss this year.
I ain't say nothing, man.
Why not, man? You're all talk before, but now that he's got a gym down the street, you don't want to open your mouth?
Because I'm going to go train over there.
Yeah?
That's going to be my training guy. I'm going to go train with
Tito
Team Punishment, and I'm going to put you in punishment.
Whatever.
That's right.
I'm going to go down to Team Punishment next week, and I'm going to get Tito in studio, and I'm going to tell him all this stuff, all this smack you've been talking on him, and then we'll see. Then we'll see what's up. And if you don't believe me, I'll pull up all the last
shows.
What
a sissy llama you are.
I'll cut out all those
Mommy
pieces.
Took my candy.
And I'll throw them in, and I'll let us play all of those little bits about you.
Go
and
cry
then
to
I'll
Tito.
Watch Tito
Go
beat
cry
you
to
up,
Tito.
And then you'll hurt him, and Go he won't be able to fight this year.
I'll beat both of you up at the same time.
I don't think so.
Go cry to
Anyways.
Him.
Anyways. What do you think about Phil Davis?
Well, he's 8-0. He's undefeated.
He's
an outstanding fighter.
He beat one of my favorite fighters, Brian Stann. And
what?
I don't know. Antonio is getting a little bit old.
Well, both of the brothers are getting a little old. But can't take anything away from them either, man. They're bad.
I wouldn't want to fight either of them.
I wouldn't want to fight either one of them either.
But I'm sure that Phil Davis is going to go in there with a plan, and we'll see what happens.
One fight that sticks in mind is Antonio's brother. I saw him fight Randy Couture at the UFC 102 in Portland. Mm-hmm. And that was probably one of the best fights I had ever watched. It was my first UFC event, but it was one of the best fights I ever saw. these two guys stood in the middle of the octagon and held each other with one arm and was just throwing blows and connecting.
I remember that fight.
That was such an awesome fight. The crowd was going insane.
Well, hopefully we get a show like that in Fight Night coming up.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I mean, we'll see if his brother can fight the way that he does. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from him.
Look, he's 19-4.
He's a good fighter, man.
So we'll see what happens.
All right.
This is Octagon Unleashed on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. Give us a call at 877-883-830. That's 877-883-830. Come back. We'll talk a little bit of UFC, a little bit of Strikeforce, a little bit about me beating Robert up. So give us a call. This is Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA.
And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. Well, I rode into Atlanta, stolen tags and almost.
AM 830, Angels Radio.
Over 25 years ago, a group of professionals in the radio business got together and created a one-of-a-kind training program. And that program is responsible for introducing people just like you and me to their dreams. The Academy of Radio and Television Broadcasting is the only fully accredited school of its type on the West Coast. Call the Academy today at 714-842-0100 today to take the first step towards achieving your goals. At the Academy, you will receive hands-on training covering all aspects of either radio or television. You can be an on-air personality or a television news reporter. You will also learn how to work behind the scenes as a news writer, a voiceover artist, or a camera operator. Our 30-week program offers all of that and more. We currently have openings available, so call the Academy of Radio and Television Broadcasting now at 714-842-0100. That number again is 714-842-0100. Call now and take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. The Academy offers financial aid for those who qualify, and spaces are filling up quickly. So pick up the phone and call 714-842-0100 today.
When you think of premium cigars and cigar lounge, you are thinking Embassy Cigars in downtown Brea, Anaheim Hills, where you'll find the best selection of cigars and accessories for any lifestyle. Embassy offers many specials, but none is more popular than Tuesday's Buy 4, Get 1 Free. Mention Octagon Unleashed and you'll get that deal any day of the week, along with the usual 25% box special. Whether you're kicking it with buddies or babes, check into Embassy Cigars, 5773 East Santa Ana Canyon Road, 407 West Imperial Highway, or at www.embassycigars.net, and of course, catch us on Facebook.
Where will you be in 7 years? A new home in a new city? The executive corner office? Or retired and relaxing on a beach? A lot can happen in 7 years, especially when it comes to your car, which is why Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned is offering an optional factory-backed extended limited warranty that may cover your vehicle for up to 7 years or 135,000 miles. Every vehicle also comes with roadside assistance and undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to meet the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. 7 years. It might seem like a long time, but when you've been building safe, quality luxury vehicles for 125 years, it's really no time at all. Remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned extended limited warranty details and limitations.
Fans, a limited number of season seats for exciting 2011 Angels baseball are still available. Choose from the Buy 2, Get 2 season seats free program, or choose the AMA 30 season seats that start as low as $250 per game. Whichever option you choose, you'll be here for the entire 50th anniversary celebration. Purchase your season seats today by calling 888-796-HALO or visit angels.com/season seats. That's 888-796-HALO or angels.com/season seats.
AM 830 is Angels Radio.
He's got it again. He's got it straight. He's got it locked. He's almost got it locked. Here comes the triangle choke.
Losing for the first time, Fabricio Verdum. Unbelievable. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu finally dethrones the champion.
You're listening to Octagon Unleashed on AM 830 KLAA, the Angels Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA.
Did you say that was Rosario?
You're listening to
We Are Octagon Unleashed.
And we're doing it live.
Doing it live.
Microphone on?
I don't know. Did you turn it on?
No, I didn't turn it on.
Oh, well. I guess things happen that way sometimes.
Oh.
You know, there's a lot of drama over at UFC 128 last night. I remember a few weeks back, Sugar was talking about how
Sugar.
How stoked he is that his boy John Jones got the title shot and how happy he is. They're fighting out of the same camp. And
that was when he was with Jackson.
What do you mean when he was with Jackson?
That was when he was training with Jackson. But since he fired Jackson, now it's a whole complete different story.
Why don't we just quote Sugar when he says last night on his Twitter account, many of you probably already seen that I got offered the title shot and decided to take it at Johnny Bones. Fought amazing. I'm very happy for him. With that said, I can't wait for the chance to compete against him. I no longer will use Greg Jackson as my coach, but we're still cool. What's cool? C-O-O.
Is that C-O-O-O-O?
C-O-O. Exclamation point. 505 for life. Is that like some kind of gang thing? I don't
505
know.
505 for life?
Yeah.
I think
whatever,
that's the
anyways.
Area code for New Mexico.
And then he says to Sam Blackburn, I will not use Greg ever again. I really haven't used him in a while anyways. In my last two fights, I trained with him 5 times. It's pretty harsh.
Wow. But hold on a second, though. Before, he was talking about how he's brothers with them and how it's a tight family over there and how he will never, you know, leave the Jackson camp and how much the Jackson camp has changed his life. And
well, listen to what else Sugar has to say. No worries. The fans are always R, spelled R. No, not A-R-E. I have a big problem with people that don't spell things properly. Anyways, are always like number two me. But then they wait hours for me to sign something or take a picture. They are fake. It's talking about you guys. Then he goes on to say, Greg brought this situation about. He brought Jones on board a while back against my wishes, and here we are today. So I decided to leave Greg because I felt like he didn't have my best interest anymore. Greg is not the same coach he used to be. I know Johnny Bone's style well because we train together and he knows mine. Now it's just a matter of who paid more attention or who held back more.
See, that's the reason why I don't like Rashad.
Because he's cocky, he's arrogant, and he thinks he's a bigger deal than he is.
And exactly. And it's always going to be an issue with this guy. You know what I mean? You've seen his attitude. His attitude is crappy. And, you know, for him to turn around and dog Greg Jackson like that, I mean, come on. Look at how many fighters Greg Jackson has in his camp. How many good fighters. Every UFC fight, Greg Jackson has somebody on that card.
I think it's another thing that we need to point out, which is interesting, is that Diego Sanchez also quit training with Jackson when George St. Pierre showed up to train there.
When was this?
He's back now.
Well, yeah, he took a hiatus for a little bit, but
he's
he came back.
He's back now, but he left because George St. Pierre showed up.
You know, Diego Sanchez was having a lot of problems as well, personal problems as well. So there was a lot of reasons why Diego Sanchez went that route. There is no reason why Rashad Evans should take a crap on Greg Jackson and lash out like this. You know, is it emotional lash? Is it an emotional lash? I don't know. Either way, no matter what. Look, I brought this up before. You have two fighters that are fighting out of the same camp, okay? Eventually, in the same weight category at that, eventually they're going to have to fight each other.
Well, you know what's going to happen when they fight each other? Sugar is going to get knocked out.
Jones is going to whoop him. Look, we have a clip of Greg Jackson last night talking about
his
reaction and whether or not he's going to train, you know, either one of these guys.
I couldn't even be in the cage, you know what I mean? I'm not going to corner anybody for that fight. The coaches will have to figure it out on their own, but I love Rashad and I love Jean, and I hope after they fight we can be one big happy family again because for me it's all about the love, and I won't have anything to do with the two of them fighting.
Now, that was before he was dropped the bomb because he had
no
heard
idea of what Sugar said
on his Twitter account. So he had no idea that Rashad was lashing out and dumping him. And in this next clip, He finds out, and this is his comment about it.
Well, you know, I'm hoping that it's just emotion talking and that won't be the case because we love him to death, and I love him to death.
See, and, you know, I mean, as upset as he was, because you've seen his face when he dropped it on him. You've seen his face just prior to that clip. He was stumbling a little bit. He was really upset about it.
How sad is it that his coach has to find out via
Twitter
Ariel Helwani, via a Twitter account, that he's been fired?
It's insane.
By someone that he's been training for how many years now?
How long exactly? How long has Rashad
Evans
got
him into his championship?
That just shows, man, that you know what? You use somebody, and you know, you use somebody until you're done using them anymore. You know what I mean? You're done with them. In this last comment that Greg Jackson had, this is what he has to say about the fight and where he's going to be.
No, I don't think so. I mean, unless another one of our fighters is fighting, which I guess is likely. But, I'll be drowning my sorrows in a water somewhere because I don't drink.
So right there tells us that he is not planning on attending that fight if it's ever to happen, which is probably going to happen because there's nobody that's going to beat John Jones. And I think they're going to sign that fight to come up next, because Rashad was technically supposed to fight Ruro tonight. So I'm pretty sure that's who Jones is going to defend the title against, is Rashad Evans. So with that saying, Jackson is not going to be in the building unless he has a fighter fighting that card, in which he probably will, because he has a lot of fighters that fight.
Jones is on medical suspension. He injured his hand last night.
How long, though?
They didn't say.
They didn't release that?
They didn't release that yet.
Usually they say it's indefinite, or I mean...
It's not, it didn't say at all, but they just said that he's on medical suspension due to a hand injury.
That'll probably be like 3 months.
I hope he broke it.
3 or 4 months.
I hope he broke it on Hua's face, like I'm going to do to you.
Why?
Because that's what I'm going to do to
no,
you.
No, but why would you
and
hope
I'll go
that
back
he broke
and watch
his
that
hand.
Fight video so I could see exactly how to break my hand on your face?
Look, you didn't think John Jones was going to win this fight in the first place.
Baloney!
No.
I'm calling baloney on that. I had my roommate put money on that fight in Vegas when he was there yesterday, and he got drunk and threw up all over himself and then passed out and didn't make the bet. So don't tell me I didn't
how
think
much
Jones
would win. How much would you have won? What were the odds?
I don't know what the odds were, but I told him to put $10 on Jones to win that fight, and he didn't, because he got wasted drunk, because he's a drunk and he drinks too much and he always smells like beer, and he threw up all over himself and then passed out.
and now you don't
I'm
have
broke.
A
pot.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have won a whole ton of money, and it's all his
man.
Fault.
Should have drove to Vegas.
So don't try and tell me I didn't think Jones would win.
I could have swore I heard you say,
well,
a week or so ago that you didn't think that Jones was going to beat Shogun.
And I'm not allowed to change my mind?
Well, I mean, you know, change your mind last minute or whatever. I'm just saying.
I changed my mind like 4 days ago, and I even told you that Jones was going to win.
Well,
and we were sitting there when I made that bet. You were sitting right next to me.
I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to say that I did not believe John Jones was going to beat Shogun Rua, and I stuck to my gun, and he proved me wrong yesterday.
You didn't think George St. Pierre was going to win either.
I didn't.
Yeah, see?
No. Well, we'll see.
Price is wrong, Bobby.
Well, I should have bet on it, right?
Yeah. Well, you got a bet going with that guy, Jeremy.
I changed my mind at the last minute, and that was only because I watched that feature of John Jones on Spike.
He's a good dude.
I think
he's a good
dude. I like him, man.
Yeah,
you
me
know?
Too.
Now I'm a fan of John Jones.
Well, you've been listening to Octagon Unleashed on Angels Radio AM 830 KLAA. Check us out on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and search Octagon Unleashed, and you will find us. Also, check out Momentum Fights at MomentumFights.com. You can find them on Facebook also. Join in the cause. Fight cancer. Help us out, man. We really want to help these kids out. We really want to do something good for our community.
And you have to attend one of those events.
Amazing event. It was a lot of fun. There's a lot of people there. A lot of eye candy.
I want to do say one thing, though. Thanks to Fish Talk Radio. They always show us love before they
except
they
for leave. Today.
But you know what? The one thing, we had a guest scheduled for today, and unfortunately that he's dealing with the rains and possible floods at his home. So we wish Benji Raddick all the best luck, man, to prevent his home from getting flooded from the last storm.
Yeah,
so
hopefully we get him in next week
we'll
or something.
We'll have him in, definitely.
And tune in next week. We're going to have the head of operations from Camo, which is Herb Dean's referee school.
She's going to be
in
studio.
She's going to come in. She's going to explain the scoring system and tell us exactly how it is that they come up with their decisions at the end of these fights.
But they're coming up. They're starting to try to implement a new rule.
A half a point.
Half a point system, which is kind of interesting. So
this is Octagon Unleashed on Angels Radio AM 830 KLAA. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Have a good night.